So, middle of July, bunch of kids decided it'd be fun to get together in 100-degree weather down at Ferris State University and learn how to march. Yesterday, they did their last competition, and they knocked it out of the ballpark. It was amazing. They beat bigger schools with more money by 5 full points, and in band, it's graded on tenths of points. It was nuts. And I bring that up because I work with clients at work who are addicted to you name it. And they are generally with us for 60 days. 90 is what we shoot for, but that's an insurance-driven thing, actually. But I had a guy come in 3 months ago, and anybody know anybody who overthinks everything? Everything. On top of that, he's as OCD as anybody that I've ever met, maybe, and that's saying something. But he worked the program, and I used to give him a hard time in group. I'd look at him and say, "Stop. You're here. Out here." And because he just would overthink, I'd ask really stupid, silly questions. Like, why did the Roadrunner always win? I mean, and I tied it into recovery, and he'd sit there and he'd try and figure out why this bird was smarter than the. He is leaving Monday. And Friday, he was in my office for our discharge time. And most of the time, we're together for an hour a week. Plus group time. And he came in and he's not emotional at all. And he got really kind of emotional. And I said, "What's going on?" He said, "I'm scared to death." I looked at him, I said, "Why?" And I wish he could have answered the question this way. He couldn't. But he's not sure he's ready. I'm not sure I have what I need. I'm not sure. 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 I said, "You have every possible thing that we could give you here. You've taken advantage of every group. You've taken advantage of every session with me. You've taken advantage with every session with the case manager who does other things. You've taken advantage of the program, you've done the work, you're ready to go out in the real world." And he said, "Well, I see you Monday." I said, "I kind of doubt it because the cars that transport clients back to where they're going usually leave between 4:30 and 5 in the morning, and I'm sorry, I will not be there that early." I didn't actually say that. I usually get there around 6:30, and I said, "If your car hasn't left, find me." But he was scared to death. And I was thinking last night about this gentleman, but I was also thinking about these 130 kids who worked their tails off for 3 months. Was their work worth it? Band director helped him as much as he could, turned him loose on football fields, and they kicked it out of the park every time. So yeah, it was worth it. It's kind of sad that they're not going to do the show anymore. But it's the same thing with the guys who leave treatment. If you take advantage of the opportunities that are given you, if you take a hold of the tools of recovery, if you take a hold of the tools that the band director gives you, there is no reason you won't have success. Well, rephrase, there's one reason you won't have success, and it's right here. It's you. And the band kids trusted the band directors that they knew what they were doing. The guys at work have to learn to trust strangers who they will never see again. David, what in the world does that have to do with us? Glad you asked. We are sinners in recovery. Sweet. And this is our tool book. And this is our group session. Our jobs, ladies and gentlemen, is to take a hold of the tools we have been given. And by the way, full disclosure, best tool you will ever get. By the way, that gentleman who OCD'd, who's OCD, accepted Christ at recovery, got baptized, it's kind of cool. Didn't even tell me until like a week ago. But it's right here. So our job is to move on in our recovery and go out and share it with Bill and share it with Bonnie and share it with the people at Tom's and share it with the people at the in the ambulance and share it with the people bowling and share it with the people in school. And but it's scary. Why? His word cannot return void. You know how I know that? It's here. And so far, I haven't found a lie in this book. The worst thing that could happen is they could look at you and say, I'm not interested, or tell you what to do in French. But you know what? That's not on you. And if you share your story, even if they cut you off, they've heard it, part of it, maybe all of it. And God will use that. Will they take advantage of that? Up to them. Not your job. His. Our job is to go out on that football field and do what the band director says, even if it doesn't make any sense at all. Because from where they're standing, I asked Sarah last night, I said, do you know what the picture looks like? No idea. She hasn't even seen the layout sketches. She has no idea what they were forming on the field. She just knows where she's supposed to be. Walking sideways, running backwards, playing an instrument at the same time. It's nuts. The guys who leave recovery, same thing. Most of them are going to places they've never been before. Do they have the tools? Absolutely. Are they ready? A lot of the time, not always. We have everything we need. We got the greatest band director, happened to create the universe, happened to create you, happened to create me. The best manual with the best tools ever created. And we sit on our rear ends because we're too scared to share. It's time for us to stand up and see how many times we could go out on that football field and kick rear end and take names. How many times we can walk out of recovery, and now that we're out of recovery, go out and do the work. It's not easy. Sometimes it's really scary, but I don't understand why. I mean, it's scary for me sometimes too, depending on who and where I might be. But you know what? It's weird because it kind of surprises me every time it works. And I don't know why it surprises me. I was at band camp. I saw those kids and I'm going, this is going to be horrendous this year. Oh my. And the best year they've had since we've had somebody in band. Sometimes I watch these guys come into treatment and I show them. We take a picture when they get there. And I show them the picture when they leave. Different person. Because they've done the work, that means they're ready to go. Are you going to go be Billy Graham tomorrow? Probably not, because you know what? I'll give you a hint. You're not Billy Graham. You going to go be Mother Teresa tomorrow? Probably not, because you're not Mother Teresa. You're Brenda and Brilliance and Diane and Sadea and Vicky and Ethan and Mike and... what's your name? Bonnie. You're who you are. And Maverick. Trevor. And Bill. And Jan. And yes, sorry. And Kim. You're who you are. So be who you are. That's who God created you to be. Ethan is not Billy Graham. Ethan's also not David Tuggle. Thank you, God, for him. That'd be bad. be who you are, because you know what? I told this guy that was leaving the other day. I said, look, the Bible I believe in tells me that I was created for a purpose, and it's a purpose that only I can do. Nobody else in the history of the world can do what God created me to do. Nobody. And it's the same thing for you. So if you don't do it, then I'm not going to get done. And you're never going to win a band trophy, and you're never going to succeed in recovery, and you're never going to be able to share the gospel because you're too scared to do it. And that's all I got. Thank you very much.